Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her
China.
That's right. What we call it.
China.
It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. Our real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion, queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable, feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically intuitive visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a shout out to everyone who supports the Lyrical Cypher. Without you guys, we could not do this. So I do appreciate all that you do, just being here with us and showing us the support that you give us. So, without further ado, I actually want to slide into our first round of the Lyrical Cypher. I hope you guys enjoy. And so, I hope you had a good time today, too. Just a great day. All right. Here we go. First round.
Hebrews 12:1. That was his response. Eyes kept in the corner like a Gordon Parks photograph and posed in the midst of his disdain was Carmen Jones. Not a tragic mulatto, but an example in his eyes of innocence lost. Hebrews 12:1. I listened to his scripted commentary watching Carmen. No Dorothy Dandridge, but still an actress waiting to be plucked from that corner like a card from the deck. But life had got good at playing hearts. Quick to cast this queen of spades out of his grasp and put responsibility on someone else. She knew her role. Wait for action. Look into car windows for a Belafonte or a Pfeiffer because they would try to put steel bracelets on her wrist and take her away from the only way she knew how to make a living. The only stated relationship she had was with the police. Her arms were like a producer's hard drive. They were full of tracks. Where was the reason, the logic? Her arrest record was a double album. She's sampling bedrooms and looping empty orgasms, filling back seats like Pro Tools. Cats just wanted to beat but no substance. No wonder they were one-hit wonders. Her pimp was like Jimmy Iovine. She fell under his spell the minute she entered his scope, making money off over-accented masculinity, shady dealings where the aftermath of her work was only 50 cents. I wondered why she lived this way. Dressed in a gray dress and charcoal boots like she was draped in a storm cloud. Lost her sunshine years ago when daddy's little girl became the object of his devilish desires. Ever since she ran away, she's only known blue uniforms and no blue skies. Carmen made that pilgrimage to that corner every day like Mount Sinai. Head up to the heavens asking for redemption. Returning with 10 $100 bills like commandments and the neighborhood watched it happen. No faith in her salvation. No wish for something more. I prayed for a trumpet sound, a voice loud as thunder to instruct her escape. That the next car she got into would be driven by Donnie McClurkin so this saint who fell down could get updated on the possibilities for her tomorrows. This old man sees a falling angel. I see a testimony waiting to be told, a miracle waiting to happen. I know that her breakthrough would be biblical, so I watch her like revival, and I know how she survives. Her back that familiar with bed springs, knows how to bounce back strong, stiff. She stands tall, regal. These idol watchers could save you, Carmen. but they would rather assault your character. They would rather use that scripture to ignore the light of promise in your eyes. They are afraid of your burning bush, because that is where men climb to cry to God for release. I think that they have just forgotten their own sins. They need to go back and consult that good book again, because upon this mountain, I believe that God gave this world Carmen to remind it of its fallacy. Baby girl, you are worth more than the price of admission. A blockbuster is not your claim to fame. An Oscar is not your knight in shining armor. You should be awarded an academy instead of a jail cell or a halfway house. I wish that MGM stood for May God Move. I want to animate your prayers and show you how that dream works. I want to let you know that you are not what these critics think of you, that everything that you go through is so much more. It is about preparing you to be special. They only see snapshots of your life, but those pics are not the whole of you. They see a devil in the director's chair, but they don't understand the role that life has scripted for you. So Carmen, I want you to know that no matter what these critics think, these trials and tribulations won't last, and you should never be typecast, Carmen.
You get another chance tomorrow. I don't hustle like that. I hustle like this. There's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take none of this personal, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
Ill Nation.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I let the label got ghosts, and they ain't even had a ton of boasts. Cause I've been, I ain't dropped a song in 3 weeks. They thinking Neil Will wouldn't sleep, but I'm in it still. Like I'm not the LS no more, thinking I don't even kill it no more. Nah, homie, I'm just, don't mention me in your post. Don't invite me to your party or your show, I can't make it because, yeah, I'm still in the G, but you don't really see me out much. But that's only cause I'm, they wanna talk about my work ethic. So I work at it and put that. And they turn around in my inbox looking for a verse and they say, yo, I see you. Lies, but I'ma hit you right back. Like, I'ma hit you right back, matter of fact.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, oh, I ain't finished. I ain't finished.
And I don't feature on a track with nobody, cause they treat the rap game as a hobby, man. They ain't really. They don't even reach out to your boy. They ain't thinking on rap anymore. That's cool, huh? Working on my day job till I get the dream job like G Wood. Man, man. And I do a track for track. Matter of fact, back to back. Yo, church, by the time I'm 25, no more. 8 to 5, I'm a rap that stay alive. I'm a butt that. I'm trying to get the sponsorship. So when you see me in Adidas, man, you better believe that, duh. You wanna know why I shine? I'll tell you my secret is simple. The Lord, man, said, well, you ain't got time to waste. So if you ain't moving forward, it's a waste. Just tell
him. Don't bother me, I'm working.
You hear that? I said,
don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take it personal at all, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
I gotta get to work.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Let's rock, yo.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Work, yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Working.
If you gonna get this money, you gonna have to go out and get it, man. Ain't nobody gonna give you.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
God sent me here to inspire you.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Breathe. Capturing the beauty of life's dream, visions of my past, my present, my future. Accept the good with the bad, and sometimes allowing emotions to stand in the way of what could have been, should have been, and ought to be. It's never the same taking blame for everything. Life can be a bitter at times, as well as your best friend. It can make you or break you, but it can never create you. Your thoughts, your feelings, your actions, reactions upon what seems to be nothing, confronting that which doesn't really matter. And so I find myself by myself, because self forgives, but never forgets. Yet I'm willing to let go. I just want to be free. So is it okay to be me?
grime. I know you looking down. Look at me now, hold a permanent frown. It was more that you wanted, but life became mine, you pony. Just wish you were around, wishes I never found. Feet cement the ground, I get it though. What you put out, you catch feelings for. How can I cope if my heart is broke? Thinking I'm broke cause I could bridge a flow. Connect meanings like season, I'm leaving to November. Be back by dinner, don't think they'll notice. Think it'll add ease, tease me cause my heart is weak. They use the devil against me. Devil comes in forms we can't see. Sneaking hard to the comfortable, so I never sleep. Love is inevitable, so I'll be back this week. Back to the pain and stay surface when I see your faces. When I see hurting, I'm more certain it's you. Inspiration from my lyrical arrangement. Get to amazing from hell's basement. Lajima, we made it. We were craving much success. From aging in all distress, aiding all this pain, exporting all this pain to the far left. Lord rep, reputation of hard-headedness. Dying need a hard medicine. Wasn't ready for hard living. Without forgiveness, it's hard leverage. Over my God body and sin repetitive. With no end, then seeing heaven yet. Not forgetting if I leave, you'll be very sick. Cough up a long, sing a song, I'm not feeling it. Break out in songs in my palms, it's my gift. Here's what God is here. And if you decide to drop it, this time bury this art. Getting aggy, probably the lack of daddy. Maybe the lack didn't back me, just drag me across the plains. What was plain had flavor. Mama had it hard, but it made her. I didn't have it made, but it could change up. Laughing at the sky like you just got your weight up. Discover the path for what's written on paper. Even dreams take detours to get papers. Aiming at the sky with my feet up. Thinking all the skill, cause she lacked what's real. She looked for comfort with no heart to heal. Guess I'll ill it from here. They can't kill me from near. Only thing that I fear, I'm still in possession of the heart I kept tracking. Kept it next to me, kept tracking me. Only thing I'm moving on is my coach.
Simply my prayers which bear the convictions of my own sins. I have been baptized by my own tears, haunted by my own fears, and blinded by what failed to appear but purpose gave me a pulpit. No longer condemned by the sins that I commit, and the mic is simply here just to amplify it so. I could care less if you decided not to clap for me. Your applause? It's nice to hear. However, it can never determine my destiny because you are not the creator of this poetic legacy and neither am I. I simply stand here to present to you a testimony, you see. I make declarations of my life, joys, and tragedies. Present it to you poetically because lyrically is how I receive my own healing, but please understand that this is not my command, but a part of his divine plan. I simply stand here as an instrument, so when my fingers stroke keys, carefully chosen words oftentimes become the pressure that send me to my knees, have me pleading with Christ to intercede on my behalf, because the exposure of my pain is never just to entertain, but to sustain my sanity. So you see why you don't have to clap for me? Ovations can't stand up to these testimonies. I'm here on a divine assignment, and I don't care who's watching me, because the watchers have no choice but to be judgmental. No need to get sentimental, because this thing here, this thing is mental. You will never understand what I do until you understand what I've been through, and I am a poet. These poems are chapters in my book. My past is history. You see, my verbal bio, I already wrote it, but I can't speak what I don't know. But what I do know, I spit in. Every time I step to the stage, I attack the minds and hearts of innocent bystanders. So you best prepare to get hit. You see, the stage is my Eden, where I stand naked and unashamed, using metaphors to describe my shortcomings and similes to help you experience my pain. You see, life has become my inkwell, and empathy provokes the stroke of my pen. And until God decides to bang his gavel, I'm forever his witness, and this dialogue will never cease to end. So you don't have to clap for me.
See, it's written that, and a wise man once said that those lost souls will become righteous souls, and righteous souls will be the chosen souls.
This song right here is dedicated to
all those souls,
all those souls
struggling between the just and the unjust. Scattered dreams and visions.
baby. Oh man, girl, come just now. I ain't forgot you, pal. I'll never forget you, man. Keep low, Sam. Look, look, man. That's real talk. That's real talk. That's real talk. Day bro. Day bro. Terry Little. I miss you. We all miss you. All miss you.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna. I hope you guys enjoyed the first round of Lyrical Cypher. I'm having a good time. I hope you guys as well. So what I'm going to do right now is open up the open mic list and just give you guys the opportunity to spit a little bit if you want to, and also shout you out for being on the line tonight. And I want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web. Thank you for taking time out to listen to Lyrical Cypher. Been having a few technical difficulties, but we got to keep it pushing. So without further ado, what's up, Carlos, in the building?
Hello.
What's up, Carlos?
Oh, what's up, baby girl? Hey, you got a bad echo. I don't know what's going on.
What up now?
All right, there you go. That's better. That's better.
That's what's up. Yeah, I'm having some issues. I had to actually be a double host, so that's probably what's going on.
That's all right, yo. You awesome now. You good.
That's what's up.
Anyway. You know, I heard sound like everybody, like, on the same page, man. Yo, for the first, I heard a poem a few minutes ago. Somebody was testifying. And then
okay.
I was sitting there listening. I think the, and then you come back with the same thing, talking about the testifying. And then the poem that I was going to read tonight was my testimony. And this is, you know what I mean? It was just,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everything just anyway, lying right on up. That's what's up.
Yeah, and it's like every week it's the same thing. It's like keep happening over and over, and nobody's like, it ain't like we're talking to each other, like, and doing this, and it's just happening like that. I like that.
That means it's in tune. We in tune.
Yep. Right. Anyway, here we go, baby girl. This is called My Testimony. My Testimony. My life, my story, my testimony I must tell. I must tell everyone how God saved me from a burning hell. See, I thought I was smart. I considered myself grown. I figured I didn't need anyone. I could do things all on my own. And in a way, I was correct. I did it all except confess. The way I was doing things, my life was a complete mess. I was running the streets and doing drugs, one woman after another. I didn't have love for myself, so I couldn't love my brother. Neglecting my kids by not being there. How was they going to know that Daddy did care? From what they could see, Daddy was only out to have fun. But how much time did I have for them? None. Then I found myself sitting in this lonely cell. It doesn't have no flames, but I see that this is hell. This is where I began to see the light. I learned to forget about myself and to do what was right. This isn't just talk. Until I finally get free, I know because I have this new feeling deep inside of me. So no more running from my calling. It's time to make a change and do the things in which God has ordained. See, I always speak of his goodness until the end of time and listen to your testimony and continue to tell mine. That's it. Little song.
I know that's right. And I know it's a testimony. It helped me, and I know it helped other people who are listening. You never know who is touching and who needs to hear that too.
Yep. We all been through something in life, man.
That's right. Ain't nobody perfect.
No. If they say they lie.
You got that right. Look, and you got that form to go ahead and check them with the lies too, man.
Huh?
I said, you got a poem for that, too, about lies. I remember that joint.
Yeah, I got a bag full of them. If somebody needs some, tell them don't forget that.
That's what's up. Y'all, let's get it. Carlos in the building. I call him the DMX of poetry. He be getting it, spitting that knowledge. All right, the next artist I want to call up is no other than Ill Will, who will be featuring, well, actually hosting Illusion's 8th anniversary show. What's up, Ill Will?
Salutation. What's up, Chyna? How you doing?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm doing good. I've been calling the wrong number for a while until I realized I had the wrong number. I was.
Yeah, I never changed. My bad.
You good? I went on the website.
That's what I'm talking about. Research.
Got to.
You got a little something for us tonight?
A little something. Okay. Yeah, there's something called a conversation. I said, the other day somebody asked me, "Hey, Will, so you don't rap anymore, right? You just do the gospel thing now." I asked him what he meant. Then he repeated himself. Like, did I lose my confidence and my belief in myself? I thought I did everything right. I never needed a left. I see my Bible in the corner. I said, "You're leaving this shelf." I said, "I'm still Ill Will and I make the same music. This is the illest, baby. I don't know how you confuse it. Positive rapper. This is my platform. I will never misuse it. I'm making my joyful noise. Tell me, why would they refuse it? But now I'm in a different atmosphere. People thinking it's an odd store. I'm thinking my music's the same. I'm just talking about my love for God more. But I'm sure that what I speak is not heard on the radio. And if y'all call that rap, then maybe that's the reason they wouldn't play me, though. You see, I went against the grain just so they can know my name. See, God gave me a vision, then I created my own lane. Why? Just so they can watch me from a distance. See, no way am I ashamed. I'm a Christian. My buddy told me, you ain't doing nothing for the atmosphere until it's shifting, so keep your message uplifting. And you can't go wherever I go, so hold on to what I said. And if a door opens up for me, you best believe that I was led. So to answer your question, God stepped into my path. I had a pit stop. He said, son, you don't rap anymore. You do hip-hop. Well, all right.
You better spit that fire.
All day, all day.
That's what's up. I like that joint. I'm looking forward to you hosting Illusion's 8th anniversary show. It's going to be off the chain. I'm so excited about it. I just had to put it out there that you will be hosting. And if you could, please tell people about how they can link up with you and tell them your site, you know, and anything else you want, any other plug. Just do your thing.
Oh, well, first off, I want to say thank you again, you know, for this opportunity to host. I know you always throw them out there, but, you know, I take everyone big and just continue to be led. But yes, I go by Ill Will, the illest. I have Facebook, Twitter, and all that, but to make it all simple, you just I have a website at illwillnation.com. All music, any updates, any performances. So right now, I'm literally on the computer right now updating that I'll be at Illusions hosting and just, you know, play it by ear. Continue to stay humble. Anybody want to work with me? Hit me up. Let's do it. It's Real Nation. Continue to spread the word and uplift with our gifts. I just appreciate it all.
That's what's up. Well, we appreciate all that you do. And you guys, you know, just this is positive to do. And I always call you my little brother, so my spiritual brother. So I appreciate all you do and just keep doing it.
Likewise.
That's what's up. All right, everybody. You have a chance to slide into a little bit of open mic night. And also, we got another caller real quick. Just want to say what's up. Give a shout out real quick. Got a 252 in the line. What's up? What's up? This is Shana. Just want to say, how you doing? Is this Miss Jackie?
Yes. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm pretty good at numbers, so I want to see you.
Oh, you sure is.
I can't help it. But just want to give a big shout out to you.
Is this Clivette?
This is Clivette. This is Shana.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, do appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you, too.
Oh, anytime. Yeah. I hope you enjoy the show. So I'm actually going to slide on in, but I just like to pay homage and tell people thank you for supporting, because you could have been anywhere else, but you chose to be here with us on the Lyrical Cypher. So we do appreciate you.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, please enjoy and listen. All right. So we have Miss Jackie. Just a big shout out to Miss Jackie. And we're going to slide on in to the Lyrical Cypher. But one thing I want to say for anybody who didn't get a chance to hear, when I start off the show, we do our intro. And I say that here with at the Lyrical Cypher, we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know what you have to say can be exactly what someone needs to hear. So I just like to put it out there, because there are a lot of things that we say, we sing, we rap, that just in conversation that we could possibly help somebody. You never know it can help somebody. So don't hold your tongue. Put it out there. And just like my brother, another mother, Carlos, said earlier, that he was speaking, he was spitting his testimony. So his poetry was his testimony. That's powerful in itself. And it's not just to spit your testimony and just to own up to it and acknowledge different things. It's all about growth. Just don't, you know, like I just say to everybody, don't be stagnant. Just grow and be open. So that there just inspired me too. So big ups to you, Carlos, for doing what you do. All right, this next track, it's by Truth. I hope you guys enjoy. It's called A Great Man Extortion. We're going to slide into the second round of Lyrical Cypher. Hope you guys enjoy.
This morning I woke up with breakfast and bed on my mind, but instead I had to get up and take a part and clear my mind. You see, something was wrong in the midst of my own error. I was misunderstood and didn't understand the feeling. See, my life was lost because I couldn't count up the cost to be the boss, because I didn't have a job. And see, my mom was on drugs. And see, my little sister was out in the streets. See, doing bad things, I didn't like this, so I tried to figure out a way to bring my family out of poverty. See, born and raised in the ghetto, we didn't have much things to understand, but see, our car was better than the rest of them. So daily I walked to school, and it seemed like I was getting beat up because our things were better than theirs. Understand that I was still a young child, not even a toddler anymore, but see, I was just beginning to understand the great things of responsibility. These things were coming for me because I was the oldest of three and one. Four, that is, three boys and one girl. But see, I seen apart from the rest of them because I was different, and see, I didn't want to be like the rest of them. Seemed like they were all going down the wrong road, traveling down the wrong things. Gang banging, drugs and guns and violence. See, I didn't understand that man was still rising. See, I've been seeing the beginning of the livelihood, how it was becoming. He was becoming the great man I called Mr. Pistol. Understand, this is the great man. I was still praying on the great man's steeple. See, the Lord walked with me daily and kept me alive through these great things and these travesties and catastrophic demise. See, I was loving myself and guiding myself. I understand I had to be better to myself. I didn't want to be a part of this great man's society, dead man's entities. These things were coming for me. This was a metaphorically thesis. See, I'm loving the great man that I've become because I understand that I made it out of dead man's poverty. Truth be told, enough that I'm speaking in great words I'm metaphorically seeking. Symbolically, I'm simple. Great man's, I'm comfy, but I'm speaking with no dimples. See, I keep my hair shaved and my beard, which you call my mane. And see, on top of my head, I got my crown. So I stand afar from being low to the ground. See, I never stumble or fall flat on my face, but I always catch my face and sing amazing grace. See, these are the great words that are entwined coming from my mind as I get down, dance to the soothes of my own reality, my identity. This is the state things, and this is how I'm coming for thee. See, I'm coming for y'all who don't understand dead men living in a dead man's poet society. Great things, this is a sobriety test or AA Anonymous. Great things, I see I'm coming because this is anonymous. Anonymous, see, I'm absent for great man scene, not public in violence, and not doing things of bad man society. See, I'm coming out from under and being separated. That's what the word says. Acts 2:38, you better get it right. Your soul searching, seeking great things, and this is believing. See, I'm bleeping in the great limelight, and understand this is the great things that I like. I like to eat Mikey Nights on my spare time. I understand, sit back and watch a movie. This is groovy to me, the great man's dance in my own reality. These things are my life, and I'm living with stability. This is my reality, not my humility. See, truth be told, in great words, you're gonna understand how I'm being made whole. Feeling myself, understanding myself. I'm always loving myself. This is how I'm guiding it. See, I'm feeling great things today because I'm smiling. But see, I it's great, great man's obstacles. And I almost died, but I lived and still here, man. I'm an optional. Options too good or bad, but see, I love the Lord, so I continue to do what he said and not be sad. This is what I had before I left. Just great words to express myself and not sit in vain and understand that I don't have to be sad and be a lame man, but understand that I can be better. Not a father yet, but I pray one day I have a daughter to raise and keep away from those haters. Bite biters, great men's a dead man's backslider. This is Slayer like Buffy and the Vampire Slayer. See, I cipher on great man's blood and Jesus continue to keep me within. Not a dead man's sin, but this is how I love in myself. I'm always guiding it. See, I never be fake to myself, always be true to myself. Understand that I'm riding. Riding on a great man's cloud where Jesus continue to keep me in. Not an endo cloud. Don't need to be high to have fun, but always understand this is how we have to get it down before it's a rerun. Truth. Epics and great man's distortion in proportions. Rah!
So thumbs always stick out. Born sinner, but who fought his dad? Like you missed a call for somebody important, but never called him back. Your brain turned into an arm and neck. I see him every year, but I'm act like you ain't here. What's the harm in that? Listen, right out the gate, he knew he was different, but couldn't explain it then, cause something else was missing. The confidence, he needed something to build, but didn't want to seem cocky, so he decided to share. The chillin' wasn't even an option anymore. The window of opportunity, he kicked the door still. Nice guys finished last, and that ain't changing. And if you really deserved it, then you ain't complaining. He started rapping, they said, what now? He said, I don't cuss, don't talk about guns, I don't follow crowds. But just for that, then nobody wouldn't listen. But his time was gonna come, cause all stars gotta glisten. Deep down, he was hurt, turns back to the world. Wouldn't tell nobody he liked to rhyme, even his girl. But he knew it wouldn't last, he knew it wasn't worth it. So he decided to be different on purpose instead of the shortcut. He took the maze. When everybody got dreads, will he stay with the braids? If you follow the crowd, you worry about how tomorrow ends. So we made it his mission to never follow trends. It's been a while, it's time to get it again. Sore thumb, but that comes from the sin of the pen. Huh? Mom and dad needed a name easy to pick out. So they called him the sore thumb, cause he stick out. He found the right path, all he had to do was take it. Dream about making it, so he kept chasing it. Everyone started to see what he doing. Successful at that, so they started pursuing. Every single thing they want goes, first chance taken. Show them the definition of a real dream chaser. Hopping in the ring with anybody with the gloves. See the only positive rapper spitting in the club. Still getting high praise. The ones that didn't like him showing up to the ciphers, even though they ain't invite him. But no, they won't fight him, cause he fight with his words. Spit poetry in motion, cause he fight with his verbs. If we on the same team, then nobody would defeat us. Everybody rock Jordans, will he stay with Adidas? To him, they were better, even cheaper for a salary. He said, no, it's about originality. Okay to be different. Dare to be different, dare to be, dare to be, dare to be different. They love him and his music, can't you guys tell? Sore thumb, but it goes by ill will. Been a while, it's time to get it again. Sore thumb, but that comes from the sin of the pen. Mom and dad needed a name easy to pick out. So they called him a sore thumb, cause they stick out. Been a while, it's time to get it again. Sore thumb, sin of the pen. Mom and dad needed a name to pick out.
I am a poem. Of the tongue of a chap-lift soothsayer with buck teeth chomping at the bit to tell you that ink spills like oil by the hand that put it there. Don't make your page an ocean and mine the congressman's daughter's trust fund when both pages are filled by the same crude inspiration. Don't paint my passion and impact as popular. It is purpose. It is a Roberta Flack vibrato, a Bob Dylan guitar riff, both soulful and socially relevant. You will not martyr your malcontent than Scottsboro 9, my significance, pushing people to consider someone else's words over mine, then lock me into a category I cannot escape from. There is wisdom. In collard green concertos, seasoned with fatback discernment, cured in the southern sun, I feel uncomfortable around you sometimes. like a cherry orchard in the middle of a landfill, right with the realization of how bad this world can be, when natural selection is the process by which you think this art form will evolve. I am an origami slave ship, ancestry force-folded into this imperialistic impotence where it makes sense to screw with people's lives but never come to understand the extent of the damage caused. You will not exoticize my craftsmanship, can't you see? We are all broken Macy's Christmas bowls. Fractured fragments of foregone conclusion that every good thing comes to an end. I want to pour you a bowl of cereal. Fill it with milk like Elmer's glue so that I can restore the innocent adhesive you used to have. And I want them to be Cheerios. So that when that cereal touches your lips, those small puckers can kiss you comfortable in your own skin. So you do not battle the perception of what comes with mine. For too long you have been living loud in silence, never speaking to the heart of me dying to meet you. I have wished for something more, but it seems that these slam competitions have made us believe that it's okay to screw each other over. But I don't want to be infected with malice, believing there is something against me hidden inside of you like Trojan horses. So I pop condom wrappers like Oxycontin trying to cover up my disgust. I swallow my pride when the sun rises like morning after pills so I don't birth any conflict, but I've had enough. I'm letting my pen fight. I have nicknamed it Emiliana Zapata because is it better to spit on your feet than live on your knees? I am a sycamore. With poems like strange fruit dangling from my tongue, a label around my neck like an albatross, I grow wiser. I grow stronger. I am Lena Horne's raspy revolution. I am Josephine Baker's underappreciated brilliance. I am Lauryn Hill's misunderstood insanity. Dave Chappelle's radical refusal. I am Ginsberg's late night indulgences and Norman Rockwell's perfectly painted paradox. I am here. I am a poem just like you.
He watched endlessly, night after night, as she poured her heart out on stage, replaying images of thoughts, emotions, unable to resist the passion that burned inside of each simile she gave birth to, spilling her ink, which formed into tears on the drenched platform that lay before her, as she drowned the audience with expression, making love to each stanza. Immersed with great sentiment, she remained afloat, powerless, like a puppet on a string, as if he were Pinocchio and she, Geppetto. Her words pulled each chord, moving him to think outside the box, the comfort zone that held him hostage, imprisoned by ridiculous preferences of what ought to be, not what is. His heart cried out for more. Infatuated with each metaphoric line that pieced together her design. Puzzled, yet feeling a little out of place, he began to adjust his attire. Shifting his clothes in place, however feeling misplaced. This is not what he expected. How dare she be more than hips, lips, and fingertips? Having no alternative but to dig deeper. For this was only the surface. Wiping the slate clean, he rewrote the chapter. Her voice erupted like Mount Vesuvius. Relaying pipe through her vocals, his cerebellum climax. Reaching a zenith of pure ecstasy. Gathering the jigsaw pieces that embodied her. Internalizing the inevitable. For she is poetry.
I love the fragrance of your voice. You're the color of loyal. My favorite sound is your smile. I'm intoxicated with joyful. Oh, I am moved by you. Oh, I am moved by you.
What's up,
everybody. This is your girl, Trina. Hope you guys are enjoying the Lyrical Cypher thus far. That was our second round. And to all the artists, I just want to give a big ups to everybody that you heard. You had Ill Will, you had Truth, you had my sister who just sang right there at the end. You had a track by me. And just so many different artists, Defana Hanu. I just like to give big ups and pay homage to all the people that call in and send me their tracks. So speaking of that, about sending tracks in, please send me your tracks so I can play them. I actually need your permission to send it, to play the tracks. Send me, if you want to send me your whole album, as long as the radio edited version of it, so we can just play. I just want to keep it clean and keep it positive as much as possible. Send the tracks in to Lyrical Cypher. Cypher is Lyrical, LYRICAL, Cypher, CYPHR, radio show at gmail.com. If you can send that in to me and just give me your permission to play your tracks, I will keep it in a rotation and we'll keep it going. And also, guys, let you know, we are on iPodcast and we also are on iTunes. So people get a chance to hear you on iTunes and iPodcast as well. And I'm claiming we're going to continue to grow and be heard all over the world. A lot of people are hearing us in Bahamas, London, in Europe. Let's keep it going. You know, in all of the United States. So we got a lot of people who are listening. And like I say, you never know what you have to say, sing, whatever your gift is. And even the support, even if you're not an artist and you have something going on in your communities, let us know so we can support you as well. So just to tell you a little bit about a few things that are coming up. On March 17th, I'm honored to be one of the features at the Poetry and Spoken Word event by Rosie Results Event Planning. And that's on Friday, March 17th. Doors open at 6:15. Event starts at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Early bird tickets are $10. And at the door, it's only $15. I do want to say a couple of my friends will be on the lineup as well. That will be Cartier Jesus, Kayla Dawn. We got Mia. We got Law. We got Donovan. He is an awesome mom. Maya Renaissance and Jay Lynn. And that will be at the Premier Sports Academy. That's 4801 Reedy Branch Road, Winterville, North Carolina. And guys, this is a show you don't want to miss. Also on the 17th, I will be performing at Olivia's Restaurant here in Kinston, North Carolina. I'll be giving you more information later. Also on the 19th, Pro Freedom will be taking place. Sliding you in a little bit more information on different shows that we have going on, but I'm just kind of plugging a few shows that are just coming off the top of my head, and I'll give you more information as we go throughout tonight. Also, can't forget Illusions. I'm the founder and CEO of Illusions Open Mic Night. We have a strong team of artists and a strong team behind us, and we are having our 8th anniversary show. We've been doing Open Mic Night once a month for 8 years, and I'm so thankful to say out of 8 years, we've only missed about 4 shows, and that was by the weather and death. So I thank God for him continuing to push and make them allow me to walk in my dreams. Dreams really do come true. It's not easy, but I promise you it was worth it. Just keep going. Don't let people tell you can't do it, because you can. And 8 years strong, I'm thankful. So Saturday, March 25th, if you don't have anything to do, go ahead and clear your calendar. Come to the Arts Council. That's 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina. And the doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts 8:30, right on time, from 8:30 to 12 a.m. We're going to be rocking it out, hosted by none other than Ill Will, featuring the Fifth Horseman. You got to see this guy. True Consequences, duo rap group, Off the Chain. I'll be playing a little bit of that, a few of their tracks tonight as well. And also Lori the Songstress. We got a huge, phenomenal lineup of artists, about 40 artists that you're going to get a chance to see what they can do. If you got to get a chance, go on Facebook, just type in Illusions 8th Anniversary Show and you see what I mean. Also, you can also find me on Facebook. And my name is Clevette Roberts, and that's C-L-E-V-E-T-T-E. You can find me China with the Y, the girl that's on the railroad track. You got Illusions Open Mic. You can check that out. And also, please, check out the Lyrical Cypher radio show link as well on Facebook. And I'll tell you a little bit more about some more things we have going on, but I just want to slide that in. Pushing to our tonight. So what I'm going to do is we have, we'll start back with Carlos. What's up, Carlos?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here, baby.
That's what I'm talking about. Appreciate y'all listening to my infomercial.
Man, I won't get home till the 3rd. You're talking about the 25th, man. I'm going to be a couple of days late, man.
Well, it's okay, though, but your heart was in the right place. That lets me know you really wanted to be there.
Yeah, I wish I could have.
We're going to have to get you to feature when you come down. So let's work something out to get you to feature at Illusions. I'm already claiming that you will be one of our features this year. So I'm gonna shoot you the dates for the year, and you figure out what's good for you.
We're going to work something out. We'll work something out.
That's what's up. You got something for us?
Think a little. It's a little something to think about.
All right.
Thinking is the key. Let's see how it has affected our past. First, think of the things that you did and the effects on you that they had. Were the things that you were proud of, or things that just made you look good, or things that was common around you, things that just went on in your hood? What about the places you went? Where did you spend most of your time? Was you at peace with these places, or were you about to lose your mind? Is it a place where you want to return to? Is it a place where you want to be? And the people that was in these places, are they really interested in me? Are they people with my best interest at heart? Are they people, are they out there just to get what they can? Think about the people around you and what is their agenda at hand. Now let's think about our future. Let's see what it may bring. Let's start all over with positive thoughts. First, let's think about all these things. Not doing the things that we used to do, we've already done them before. We've seen the results those things can bring. Now let's not do those things anymore. The places you once hang out, where I sometimes came under attack, and all these places where I wasn't at peace, I have no reason to go back. Now, my so-called friends, they hung in my face, had me out, always up to no good. I've had to find a new group that thinks like me, doing the things that we should. Saying all of this is easy to understand. We must think to bring about change, because if you continue down the same road that you're on, your results will never change.
I can dig it.
That's it, babe.
That's what's up. I can dig it. That's what's up. I like that.
Just, if you keep doing stuff the same way, man, it's going to keep coming. You're going to keep getting the same results. That's all.
That's what they call insanity. Doing the same thing over and over, getting the same results.
Yeah.
That's right.
This is stuff that, like I said, these poems are 10 years. I mean, they're 7, 8 years old, man. I probably could go back and redo them again. But it was just my thoughts at the time.
Well, you know what? One thing I'm gonna say to you, Carlos, is what I'm hearing that you wrote 10 years ago is what they call universal. Like, that's a universal piece. That's a piece that lasts forever. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to tweak it or change it because it's the truth. You feel me? Like, you didn't do it to be relevant. You did it to tell the truth, right?
Right. That's all.
Exactly. So just continue to do what you're doing and speaking the truth.
I try to.
That's what's up.
All right, baby. Enjoy your show. Enjoy your show. I'm having fun.
That's what's up. All right. Let me check back with Mr. Ill Will and check and see if you want to spit again or we'll keep it rolling. How you want to do it?
I actually want to know if you got something, China.
Wow. You had to do me like that, huh?
Yeah.
Actually. Well, what now?
You are a poet.
You know what? That's funny. I'm going to do it. I actually got my book open to spit a piece. And we're going to go ahead and make that happen. I appreciate you putting me on the spot.
I'm proud.
All right. I hope you guys enjoy. This piece is called Mosaic Heart. I'm reading it from my book. I have a book called Still Standing. And you can actually find it on Amazon. And it's called Still Standing by Clavette Roberts. So, well, the name of this poem is Mosaic Heart. I want to love you. past your pain, past your past. Allow me to restore your broken heart in the midst of the shattered pieces. Create a mosaic work of art consisting of each chapter in your life. You are no longer a victim of heartless acts, for you are victors. Permit me to turn the page of yesterday, mend them together, give blessings to each memory as a lodge of who you are. Let the ink drip on the leaf of your existence. Empower the illustration of your thoughts to be new reflections of who you used to be. Turn the leaves. Give power to me. For you were created in your Father's image, and your story is yet to be told. Brokenness has no place here. I am here and always have been. Release the inhibitions of days gone by. Desire to live in the moments with me. But it is I who loved you first, and the love you seek has always been in me. My child, I watched you. Look for love in the wrong places with the wrong people. The love you desire has always resided in me. Sanction me to write a beautiful script that I have intended, my child. A scent to release the aches upon the time, the loss of loved ones, the hurt from loved ones, the pain from strangers, emotional roller coasters. Release the anger that has driven you away from me and the blessings that I have in store for you. That weight is not for you to carry. Release the baggage, for they are not your personal belongings. The trials that have been set for you are not intended to hold you hostage. They are means to strengthen your character, season your personality, humble your heart. Believe in me, for I created you. Each breath you breathe has been a gift from me. The doors I open cannot be shut. The tests were meager attempts to provide learning tools designed to build your armor, which has been and always will be my love. Through acceptance, change comes. Failing to learn from your mistakes keeps you stagnant, standing still. That is not my plan for you. Hold on to the love I have for you. Discard the loose ends of days gone by. Relish in the moment, in this moment. Inhale, peace, and I shall provide prosperity to thee. Thank you. I hope you guys enjoy that. So my invisible co-host, I had to come back and say thank you for putting me on the spot.
Thank you. Being put on the spot, you eventually realize it's just a spotlight, so it's all right.
That's what's up. I like the way you reverse that joint. All right. So what I'm going to do, you guys, is slide back into some more lyrical cipher. I hope you guys enjoyed the pieces that we shared with you so far. And let's see what we can do here.
Yeah, he knows. Now I know, and you know, we all know that he knows. Let's talk about life. Talk about goals. Talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak ghosts. Why? 'Cause he knows. He knows, yeah. When you're trying to help the people, he knows. When you're doing your own thing, he knows. Your true strength, that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then. Hold up. Who am I to try to teach a lesson to a group too familiar with the meaning of a blessing? Yeah. But you must understand, we all working for the same man, but we going by a different plan. Young preachers, and take the PR and add a T to make teachers. But I shouldn't know. Nah. To take my Bible out and show it off for a show, but I wouldn't because he knows, I know, he knows. Yeah. The deep down inside, we must all shine. Yeah, it's a small light and it's gonna be hard to find. But it ain't supposed to be easy, it's gonna be hard or so. But if you find a spark soulfully beautiful, sad to say I had to say if, 'cause some people never get a peek at the light, let alone the whiff. Time is short, TikTok, and two, you didn't find your spark, you're not alone, 'cause somebody else is watching. Let's you. Let's talk about life, talk about goals, talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak ghosts. Why? 'Cause he knows.
He knows.
Yeah. When you're trying to help the people,
he knows.
When you're doing your own thing,
he knows.
Your true strength, that you can go through with it,
he already know.
So go ahead and do it then.
Hold up.
He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. I know he knows.
Hey.
I see you over there, I know what you're doing. And you eating forbidden fruit, I know what you're chewing. Now think about if every sin had a consequence. Consciously it does, but to us it's just nonsense. I sit back and watch my cousin grow up. Yeah, she's older than me a few years, so what? It's your boyfriend, baby daddy, turn husband. They grows, you're not alone, cause
he knows, I know, he knows.
Yeah, see what you're going through, who we going to? But here, make your vision clear to see through a thunderstorm.
Who?
Is your question, but it really should be what is next. But you know, and he knows, so you don't have to check. Pretend for a firm or confirmation, just follow your heart, there'll be no complication. For any other situation, you're being missed. Trust me, you're not alone, cause somebody else is seeing
this.
Let's
talk about life,
talk about goals, talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows,
he knows.
Yeah, when you're trying to help the people,
he knows.
When you're doing your own thing,
he knows.
Your true strength, that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then.
Hold up.
What's the resolution? It's not a solution. But they don't know that to the mind, it's an execution. A few nice thoughts trying to cover fear. You should know where resolution limits you to a year. Woo. See, Martin had a dream, took more than a year. The first black president was more than a year. Ronnie for the sheriff, hopefully more than a year. Us to be treated equally is more than I fear. But I'm here, and that's all that really matters. Get to see another day, another step up the ladder. I helped so many people out, no credit, but I know that he knows.
He knows, I know, he knows.
Listen, that I lust over various emotions.
Emotion.
Still runs through my thoughts when it's open. I'm at a loss, but I'm basically hoping that this young man can get his righteous promotion. So I can then carry out your plan that you designed for me to only understand. So I can spread the words that you wrote. And if I hear the words again, I know that you know. Let's talk about
life.
Talk about
goals.
Talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows.
He knows.
Yeah. When you're trying to help the people,
he knows.
When you're doing your own thing,
he knows.
Your true strength, that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then.
Hold up.
He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. I know he knows.
Salam said, this the most spiritual art. What I heard was, spoken word is the art of getting to know God for a living. But to make a living getting to know life is a dangerously small circle with the deadliest price. For no one who loves you initially wants to believe that you would do nothing with your talent and or degrees other than stand in front of crowds and speak in rhythms, performing exorcisms with lyricism, because there ain't no money in the salvation business of self and kind. Especially when the salvation rhymes while holding mirrors up to the eyes of anyone looking in its direction. Plus, prophets don't get to profit off their own lives, and usually aren't considered prophets until they die, for the very reasons they tried to explain they were alive. But once the casket's closed and the urns are disposed of, the conspirators gather round to show the dead prophets love, because the prophets in reminiscing over what was once considered to be the bane of one's existence. Remember, Jesus was slain by members of his own religion. Christianity was not yet existent, though parts of its evolution give his life but one dimension. I hear he was totally divine and totally human, preaching the gospel in casual conversations with prostitutes, transmuting water into wine. I'm sure he drank some too, because in Hebrew celebrations, that's what they sometimes do. Doesn't make him any less divine, does make him more approachable. Because the way that the Almighty is usually portrayed, getting closer to the Most High puts most right feet in the grave. But a soul of Jesus' stature was so alive and so brave that the beaches where you want to go on vacay, he would go just to walk on the waves. But the people claiming to have the most faith nowadays be living the most afraid. How you believe in God scared? Or creations that live in submission to divine will? How you believe in God scared when dominion over creation was one of the first divine gifts? And God said you could have whatever you like way before T.I. did, but I understand. When dealing with the word, it's all about letter placement. See, I realized as I was writing these lines, the same letters used to spell scared can be rearranged to spell sacred, and in this matrix you are one or the other, you can't be both. Well, technically you could, but it wouldn't be conducive to growth. And no, faith does not mean life presents itself just as you hope. Faith means however life presents itself, you will be able to cope with a smile on your soul like, don't I make this look easy? Don't my stare look like it's healing? Don't my laughter remind you of children? Don't my posture look like I'm always chilling? We be going through the same shit, but don't I always look different? That's just the result of getting to know life for a living. The outside is difficult still. The inside, however, is just still. For stability within the motions of life is God's will. Stability within the motions of life is God's will. Stability within the motions of peace, be still. Peace, be still. But even if it's not, I will still be.
I'm awesome. 24/7. Even on my off days, I'm always on my blessing. You can't deny I'm that guy, no lie, I'm on deck. Tell me what you mad about, I showed you what you mad about that. I'm the headliner, main event, y'all know how it goes. I'm on that F-E-G-M, as if you didn't know.
Cause my vibe is like, oh, and my swag is like, oh. Cause I'm so hood, I feel good, I'm turned up like, oh. When that music bump, that music thump, I gotta hit the flow. Got a pocket full of money, I'm always on go. Cause my vibe is like, oh, and my swag is like, oh. Cause I'm so hood, I feel good, I'm turned up like, oh. When that music thump, I gotta hit the flow. Got a pocket full of money, I'm always on go.
I lead road, you co-star, I make you run my errands. You the rookie type, set turn type, see I already did. No problem, I'm kicked back, messed up, I'm chillin'. But you poppin' off like a grown woman, you always in your feelings.
I'm big boss like Rick Ross, I fool like Tower, set feet like hot sauce, all stand like power. I grind hard, no sleep, y'all just need to catch up. Tornado spinning, look how fast I came up. Cause my vibe is like, oh, and my swag is like, oh. Cause I'm so hood, I feel good, I'm turned up like, oh. When that music bump, that music thump, I gotta hit the flow. Got a pocket full of money, I'm always on go.
This is a great man's rhymes and reasons, the beginning of a great man's season, truth. You see, with epic proportion, this is my own reason, my unorthodox soul for great things to come. See, this is my life, philosophically great, of a great man's no apology, but truth's hemology. You see, the grass ain't always greener on the other side. I gotta understand where my life lies and continue to put my foot in front of each other. Never fall flat on my face, but continue to rise and see amazing grace. To create the greatest heights I go, see I'm climbing on great hills. I understand this is a mystic river. Great man's I bring fogs and clouds. I understand that I'm worthwhile living. My life is great. Systemology, I'm not fake. See, this is a great man's apology. Hemology is once again roaring. The great Mr. Drown said, rah. I understand this is the great cause of my life. I understand great things, and this is not strife. You see, they come against me, want to rob, kill, and destroy me, try to take me out, try to put me in a place of no return. See, the devil don't understand me because he ain't to rise above it all. Understand this is a system of great things, a mythical epic proportion. This is no dead man's extortion, but I understand that I can smile today and understand that my life is greater. Greater than yours, probably most. You see, I'm not boasting. Understand that this is a great man's like bread, I'm toasting. Keeping fire hot like great things continue to be higher. Jesus, my Messiah, continue to bring me closer, closer to the great man's doors. They'll open something. This is how we do great stars, dropping bars in the midst of a mythical epic proportion. These things, like I said, are not extortion. See, I understand where my life lies. This is a great thing. You see, I'm winning a great prize. Keeping my eyes on those prizes, keeping my heels up under my footstep, understanding that I'm lying, never lying and dying in vain. These are things that's coming for me. See, I'm rhyming with great things, histology. See, I'm thinking that I'm going to be a better man today. I understand that my life is systemology. These are the things that I'm finding because I'm continuing to walk and start great streets. I understand that this is no apology for great man's truth, hemology. This is still great things. See, I'm not an anthropology, but this is a great test of time. Reading between great books and great lies. You see, from the hills is where my help comes from. I continue to walk. This is my platform, my life. The great things I understand, this is not strife, but the great things that is best, the words that I progress. See, my knowledge is keen with great things that I'm saying. See, this is not something insane. This is a great man's name, great man's lame. See, I'm understanding. I'm like a lion in the jungle as I'm roaring in the mist and saying, rah. You see, this life is optional. I got many things to choose from. I can go either the great way or the bad way. I can either be here on the lower case or the stairway. See, truth is telling me to go after the great things of prosperity, great things of virtue. See, this is a crazy entity, my reality. These things I'm understanding, cause I'm loving myself, guiding myself. See, yesterday I was walking with myself, I even talked to myself, understood that I could always trust myself. You see, these brown eyes, these great visions, before great things become for bad man's and for visions. See, I'm a visionist, a great man's visionary. I see I can beseech you, but inside the great things I've seen you. Seeking and believing for great things I understand I'm seeking. Understand it's a truth, man, great rise I'm leaving. To my own success. See, I'm loving and guiding and understand that I can progress with these things. See, this is my soul at its own self. Self-righteousness, self-great things, and I understand you're not biting. See, no bite-biters are great things, are backsliders. Understand this is a great man's rise slider. See, truth be told and great things word. Remember, no apologies but truth's homology.
I reach the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me. I'm loving me. Constantly. I love everywhere I've been. I love everything I've done. I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells, and I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back. Possibly because I love every man that's black. From the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack. Cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime. Or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision. I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye, that's when I'm standing in the mirror. And the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I drop my pride. And I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys have enjoyed the show so far. We had open micers on the mic doing our thing. I did a little open mic as well. I hope you guys are just enjoying it. And I want to tell you a little bit about a few of the shows. I told you I'll slide back and let you know what's going on with them. But I was telling you a little bit about March 19th at 5:30 at the Durham Arts Council. There is the show is already sold out, but letting you guys know about it. It's called Purple Freedom, Breaking the Cycle, Healing is Necessary for Freedom, and was written by two of my good friends, Monica Day and Rhonda Watts. I will be in the building. There's a sponsor for Illusions open mic, so I hope you guys can come out. Since you can't come out because it's sold out, but just support SUSO, which is S-U-S-O, Stand Up, Speak Out. It's Healing Through the Arts. So please check out Monica Day, Rhonda Watt, just different things that are going on. I like to let people know what's going on in our communities. Also for Saturday, March 18th, it's called March Madness with Donis Whitfield and the whole crew at Olivia's Restaurant here in Kinston, North Carolina. Come check it out. It's a free event, and they're going to have comedians there and music as well. So please check out this event. They're trying to get some more positive things going on around here in Kinston, North Carolina. So just check out the different shows that we do have coming up. And also, last but not least, do not forget, clear your calendar, March 25th. We need you guys in the building to come rock out and celebrate with us. We've got a huge lineup. I can't call out every single name that we have, but I kind of let you guys know about some of our features. We've got a surprise guest that I'm so thankful to see and be in the building. So you don't want to miss the show, and it's only $10. And you get to eat and chill and just relax with the band. So please come out. And so what I'm going to do is this is actually our last round of Lyrical Cypher. And we have a singer, Mr. Jamar Marquis. What's up? What's up, Jamar?
Hey, hey, how y'all doing, everybody? I'm Jamar Marquis. I'm enjoying the radio show. I just want to give a song that been laid on my heart. There you go. Hope you guys enjoy it.
I pray for us both for every night. The sake of our love that keeps me alive. Same shorty here for you whenever you should cry. Same brother here with you till the moment I die. Oh, whatever you need to show that I care. I look in your eyes and I know you're scared. But I love you with all of my heart and my soul. And I promise that regardless. I promise I will be willing. Go extra just to show that I'm willing. I need to know that you care about us. So baby, tell me that you're willing to do the same. I just wanna be sure that we will fall the same love. Cause there is nothing I won't do for the sake of love, our love.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Thank you. I really appreciate
that. That's right. Keep doing your thing. Jamar Marquis in the building, you guys. All right. No problem. Everybody, that was Jamar Marquis. Let me check with Ill Will one more again. I might get lucky. I got my little fingers crossed. You might have one more for us. You never know. Peer pressure. What's up? What's up, Ill Will?
What's up? What's up? Let's see. Let's see.
Got a little echo, too.
Oh, my bad.
Still got it?
Yeah, we're good. We're good now.
Let me see. What can I say? What can I say? You ain't playing my music on the radio already, though. I appreciate that. What am I supposed to say?
Well, look, I'm just sharing your gift, and I appreciate you allowing me.
All right. I got something I ain't recorded yet. Just a little bit anyway. I said, I'm still chasing dreams. What you mean? Ill Nation, I'm the conscious king. 6 years in, I can't complain. Cause everything I do is for the king. Yeah, I'm getting older, getting bolder. All the weight I carry's off my shoulder. Yeah, I barely stress, I'm blessed. Cause everything I do is just a test. Of my faith, you know that I'm a pass. Cause I just want a life that's everlasting. What they thought, tell me what you thought. If you never seen how to walk when you want to cross. High off life, but the cost, I'ma run it off. Sick with a cough and you lost ability to talk softly. It's time to talk about something and mean it. And paint a description so you can know see it. They want to talk about beef and how hot it gets. I'd rather talk about bars and spit politics. No more clubs and parties, I'm doing festivals. Yeah, you can call me a nerd, I'm intellectual. Yeah, you know I stand the word, who's standing next to you? For everybody to say they kill beets, that's just a vegetable. It's inanimate, ain't nothing happening until you cook it up. I add some rhythm, sample, then trace it, so now they looking up. I to the double L. W to the I to the double L. See, I came a long way with a sore thumb. And I'm still sticking out like a sore thumb. I take a double take like I saw some. Like the young kids say, I'm a sore sub. So let's get it. I abbreviate the I-N, I'm all in. Cross over the Christian, they fall in. C see what they was missing, they crawl in back to his army, so they fall in position with precision. It only takes a decision on a mission just to get your attention for a mention. Did I mention that detention was attention for a pension of an ill mind? See, I'm loving life, I call it an ill grind. Studio at the crib, best believe that he made it. And I'm high off life, best believe that he faded. One question, what you thought? Ill Nation, ill will.
Yo, that was off the chain right there.
Well, appreciate it. That was exclusive. It's coming.
All right, now. Second album. Well, next album.
That's right.
Like that.
That's right.
All right, now. Build the building, everybody. Check him out at Illusions. 8th anniversary show. He will be the host. Cannot wait. He is a phenomenal host. If you get it in, it's just so smooth with it. All right. Last but not least, Mr. Carlos, you already know. I be getting you to close out a lot. I put you to work, don't I?
It's okay. It's okay. I don't mind. I just listening to everybody else, and I'm like, Jai, I got to step my game up.
And it made me want to step my game up, too.
Man. Oh, well. The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. You remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't wait. Well, let's kill it. Go ahead and kill it.
All right. Yo, this is something I know to be true, even though it isn't something that I've seen. And it is that you have to watch the people that surround you. For example, a preacher and a dope fiend. Now, something must give one way or another. Influence is a powerful thing. And this is the story, and to God be the glory, of the preacher and the dope fiend. See, now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood. He was just doing what most fiends do. He was catching the hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one, too. And trying to hustle up some change to get him a blast, stopping everyone in front of the store. And no matter how much you gave him, it just wasn't enough. He was always asking for more. But one day, he stopped the preacher and said, sir, can you spare a dime? The preacher said, man, I'd give you a dollar if you would just come to church with me one time. The fiend said, sir, I would love to go. It's just I just don't have a way. And the preacher said, son, no problem at all. Just tell the rev where you stay. He gave him some clothes and dressed him up. And every Sunday, he gave him a ride. This week, the fiend got a dollar. The next week, he got two. By the third week, he was already up to five. Now, the preacher was happy that he was winning a soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the fiend was a hustler, a real smooth brother. And now, he's getting nothing but doves. He said, preacher, man, I just love the fish. He said, why not? Let's run down to the creek. The preacher said, I got revival right now, but maybe we can go next week. And at the church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. And when it's time to go fishing, he was already ready to go. And now the preacher had to supply all the rods and the bait. And no need to question his money. We all know the dope fiend's sake. While they was out on the boat, he had the dope fiend's attention, and he knew that it was the perfect time that he could finally get him to listen. And Will said, son, I've been down this road that you're on. I used to do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to help me change my ways. The fiend said, man, that was way, way back. That was a long time ago, back in the days. See, this stuff they got, it keeps you coming back. He said, Rev, look at here. Said, have you ever tried crack? The preacher man said, no, but to my God, there's nothing. The fiend said, well, here, let me show you something. And he reached in his pocket. And he pulled out a stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for the both of them. He said, if God is strong as you claim him to be, smoke some with me and get him to set both of us free. Now, the preacher felt intimidated because the fiend had called him out. So he reached out and he grabbed that stem and he put it in his mouth. And he hit it hard to show the fiend that he did in hell. And by the time he blew out that smoke, man, Rev was high as hell. The fiend was impressed, but it was something that he just didn't like. He didn't have enough to get him through the rest of the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, the preacher stayed over and said all the dope was gone. Then he looked at the fiend and said, I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now, when suddenly come around and say, well, I see you in church, the saints say, yes, as long as I can get my dub, who else in your church going to show me that kind of love? Now, later on that week, the reverend stopped by to see the fiend again. And the fiend said, man, we got church tonight? He said, nah, I just want to get something for 10. The fiend said, Rev, man, these boys, they don't like selling dimes. The Rev said, man, I only just wanted a taste. I just want to feel it one more time. So the fiend hooked him up from the boys after he pinched them on some crumbs. And the Rev just shook his head. Like, boy, you must really think I'm dumb. He smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon he was on his way. And if you thought he was done, you should have known better, because he came back the very next day. And this time he had some money. He had a bunch of ones and fives and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming, and he started to scheme. And he invited over a few of his friends. Now, Rev didn't like his friends coming over and made them promise to shut them up, because it wouldn't be good if the congregation got word and the pastor's aid committee had found out. And for months, they did their thing. Just smoked like it was going out of style. Until the fiend realized that he had a conscience, and guilt set in after a while. And the fiend decided that he had had enough, so he dropped to his knees to pray. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried. And he asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and the sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like he started, it had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But Rev kept slipping and doing his thing. He figured that he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, he would never again be trusted. He said that it was all the dope fiend's fault. Now they have totally switched roles. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word. And Rev is still smoking. And yo, I'm not joking. This is a true story, not just something that I heard.
Yo, that was off the chain, man. I remember the first time I heard that story, my mouth was like, what?
Yeah. And because it being a true story, man, with some things that's going on, part mm-hmm. two is in the making. I'm already writing part two. I started writing part two of it back in October, mm-hmm. November. But it's like it won't never end. It's like they're turning it into a movie instead of a I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I like it. I like the story.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. It's like it's just a true story. And certain yes. people, I know exactly who I'm talking about. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And but like I said, it never stops. It won't never stop. It won't never come to an end. I would just have to find a way to end it.
Gotcha. Well, the way I'm looking yeah. at it, this is just, you know, that helper in me. I can see it as a play or a movie. Like, just let it keep going. Let it keep growing. Don't stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Okay. Just do it. You got it. All yeah. right.
Carlos. I enjoyed y'all.
Yeah. I enjoyed y'all, too. All right, everybody. That was Carlos. Man, awesome storyteller. Just spitting that thing through poetry. It's just amazing how our minds work. You never know. Somebody could have needed to hear that tonight. So, I have a lot of people who listen via web, and I'd like to give shout-outs to you guys because I do want to tell you this. If you are listening through the web, I can't see you. We can actually chat. I got a little chat site up here, too. If you want to do that, hit me up on Facebook and let me know, and I can open up chat lines. I have it available, but I haven't used it, but I can use it. But I can't see you or hear you, but it does let me know that I've got people on the website after the show is done. So if you want to call in, you want to be heard, please call in at 323-642-1532. Again, that's our new number, 323-642-1532. We'll love to have you guys call in so you can actually hear the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show, hear the other artists. If you're not ready to spit yet, we won't pressure you. I do pressure my friends, I'm not going to lie, and also the people that have new friends. I do pressure a little bit because that's just a pusher in me, but not as far as you don't have to do it. I just kind of encourage you to do it. So we do appreciate everybody just taking time out to rock out with us on the Lyrical Cypher. We do this every Tuesday night at 9:00. We'd love for you guys to come and check us out and just rock out with us. You can listen. I'll give you a shout out. You can let us know what's going on in your community. And we just keep it pushing and have a good time. So I've enjoyed you guys. Love you all. Peace and blessings. Keep pushing. Keep praying. Keep dreaming. And just ain't nobody else got your back. I got your back. So have a good night.